You know what?
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
Tractor beam. Suck me right in.
He slimed me.
It's not a tumor.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
But James Franco's so cute in this fucking movie, dude. He is just, yeah, just like, oh, like he's just such a nice guy. That's the best way to say it. It's like he's like kind of a cute guy. Like, that's kind of a cute thing.
Yeah, my wife would probably agree. She'd probably be like, yeah.
No, I'm not like cute. Not attractive. Just like, you know, like the way he's just sort of like, all right, like just nice guy. Like,
okay,
whatever. Fuck sure. off,
Jason. Okay.
That's fine.
We can't say that.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I'm just saying he's.
And he's got a crush on Saul Silverman. And he's got a crush on Saul Silver. And he's got a crush on Saul Silver. And he's got a motherfucking titty sucking, dick sucking crush on Saul Silver. Motherfucking yeah.
Pickle break.
The Pickle Woonet podcast is brought to you by the Little P.
Well, pickle.
Pickle.
I can't promise that's my last pickle.
I've been in there for 4 years.
The pickles have?
No, I'm joking. I was waiting to see what you're looking. But I just like, because I believe some of the, like a bunch of those Asian people were different nationalities. I think that that was the way that they got
Asians.
So they like kinda, all of the Asian nationalities are teaming up together to like.
Yeah. And that way they couldn't be like, oh, it's the Yakuzas because that's Japanese and those guys are Korean and people would be like, oh, fuck you.
Oh, yeah. They were like. I feel like they referenced that later.
Yeah, but I thought that was a cute little detail.
Ladies and gentlemen, good day. You're listening to TMRP Radio live. My name is Shrout.
I'm Jason. It's not live.
I'm Andy.
And it is live.
TMRP in Kansas City.
Yeah, the NPR affiliate.
The NPR. That's it. That was what I was trying to think of.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, this is the Movie Roulette Podcast.
I am
Shrout.
I'm Jason for real.
And I'm Andy for realsies.
You know, we have a doozy for you today. We are watching, you know what? There are a lot of stoner movies out there. And I'm just glad that we're watching Half-Baked. I mean, I'm sorry. We're watching Pineapple Express.
Yep, that one's actually real.
We're not watching it. We're talking about it.
Well, yeah, because I watched good. It. I already watched it. I did the prep work.
Watched it too.
Okay, we did our jobs.
Yay!
Woo. Yeah.
Do you remember those? Those are so good.
They're still there, and it's like one of the only things I'll eat from Burger King.
I'll get them every now and then.
Because they're fucking good.
They're not bad. I mean, they're like trash, but like comfort trash. Yeah.
Like T-Bell.
They taste good. They kind of taste like the original chicken sandwich a little bit.
Okay.
Which is
has a little bit of a spice.
We've talked about on this before. We've talked about on this podcast.
Yes, we've talked about it 3 or 4 times, I believe.
Have you ever seen Fire in the Sky?
Yeah, fuck that.
Fuck that. You want to talk about the ice?
No, it's making my eyes hurt now.
Aliens, man, they'll poke you in the eye with a needle.
Dude, George Washington was in a cult, and the cult was in Aliens, man.
It's on the back of the dollar bill, man.
It's green, too.
And Martha, he had a dope ass girl, what was it?
Waiting for him.
Behind every great man is a great woman. That woman was Martha Washington. And every day he'd come home and she'd have a big fat bowl waiting for him.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. I can't wait.
Aw.
Anyways.
Are we gonna roll Dazed and Confused?
Maybe we will. But
be a lot cooler if we did.
It would be a lot cooler.
I got $20 cash if we want to order something while we podcast.
And he's like, yeah, glad I ate fucking 40 bowls of cereal today.
I said he did that at noon. I mean, it's fucking almost 9 o'clock.
No, it was like
that's a lot of cereal.
It's the milk that got you.
The milk.
Something we can just eat with our hands.
So what else would you eat it with your feet?
Fork and knife, you savage. I'm very uncomfortable with this conversation.
But no, so like that's why I like bourbon. I like booze.
I find all of this brutish talk about alcohol very triggering and offending, and I will contact HR. So let's get back to the goddamn episode.
Fuck your HR, bitch. I second that emotion. If you feel like giving me a lifetime of devotion, I second that motherfucking titty sucking emotion.
Indeed. And fucking deed.
Motherfucking titty sucking two ball bitch. Your mama's in the kitchen cooking red hot shit.
Just remember Blue's Clues.
Okay. That's just
I remember. I'm pretty sure I got it from Ryan, your brother.
Was I in your neighborhood?
Nope.
But it. So why would I say it?
Because Blue Springs, bud.
That in shit, elementary school?
It was around, man.
In elementary school, if you like, if you went to like one elementary school on the south side of town, that is a completely different country compared to like the ones on the north side.
What are you trying to say? We were on the wrong side of the tracks?
No, I'm just saying when
we were living on the north side of the city, going to school in the south side.
I'm just saying when you're that, when you're elementary school age, it is the world is a lot bigger in your head. Like I was just saying, like it might as well have been another country.
No, it's true. Yeah, other elementary school kids.
Like I didn't know what. Like the only way I knew them was like from football or whatever.
Damn. Well, I'm sorry I pinched you off before you finished.
Yep. Next time you're going to pinch me off, you might as well give me a reach around at the same time.
Well noted. And back to the episode.
Duly noted.
One of the coolest details, not coolest, I mean, it's fun, but a small detail that they put in here, they actually put the bullet hole in the glass. Which they don't normally do in movies. They normally just do like blood splatter on there. They actually put a bullet hole in the glass. I thought it was kind of a nice little detail.
What was the measurement of that bullet hole, Andy?
It looked like a 45.
Was it a 9mm bullet?
It was not 9mm bullets in your arm.
Pepperonis. Would you like some 9mm bullets on your pizza? I wouldn't have just asked about it until it was a fucking issue today.
I mean, they're down here every single time. They like this is literally how like
I just cleared that up. That it's not that I've never seen them here. It's that I'd never seen them before we were doing the podcast. And I didn't know what you were using them for.
It's multi USB
counterclockwise, thingies. Andy. Counterclockwise.
I love that. That's gonna be some new signal to shut the fuck up and move on. Just like you know what. Plus, like, they wanted to look like you were a visitor and they want to feel like you're not just using them for weed, too. It's this weird dance. I don't know. It's
you're
it's
making awkward. Bank. Why not just take it, you know?
But that's what guys, especially like if it's not legal and you had to get it through black market, you knew a guy who knew a guy who sold, and you might be in a situation where you were given a phone number and you're just like, yeah, man, come on by. And you're like, what? Across the street from his house, there's this van parked there, and one of the windows looks like there's something like attached to it.
There's
like,
just this weird,
and it's angled right at the front door. And we were giving my daughter a hard time about, oh, all you do is just eat cheese. Because, you know, I want a grilled cheese for lunch, and then, you know, like,
right.
Oh, I want like cheese curds from Culver's.
Right.
We're joking about, like, she's like, oh, man. I had some awesome cheese yesterday joking around because she was just replacing the word food with cheese. Uh-huh. And then Tiff was like, well, was it at lunch or like for dinner? Like what was it? She goes, it was the evening cheese. And like ever since then, evening cheese stuck. So we'll be like, hey, you want some evening cheese? Like for dinner? Just mess with her.
All right.
Hurry up.
No, fucker. You get one. Luckily, like I was actually able to peek it, but it's called a clap, so you can find it and you.
Right, but now you're gonna have two. You can line up.
You just need the one.
You line up the first one with the first one. Everyone after that doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I wanted to clap.
Shaw's clap didn't matter, but it didn't help anything. But it doesn't hurt either.
No, I know, but it's just like you don't need to fucking do it.
Dude, now you did nothing. Wait, you did that?
You fucking idiot.
You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for.
Well, that does not work.
And I don't know him anymore. There's fucking nothing left. There's fucking years of life. Fucking inspiration has run dry. Fucking that's what's going on. Fucking nothing that I'm torn. I'm all out of fucking faith. This is how I fucking feel. I'm calling 9 for Shane, lying naked on the fucking floor.
Buy me.
Well, so wait, in the meantime, you can always go to the bar if you want to play pool.
Yes, but I don't.
That's the outside. Jason doesn't go to the outside.
So you guys, downstairs, my house, my house is new and fun.
New and fun.
New and fun.
Is that like Good and Plenty? Like the black licorice covered?
I have
candy covered.
635.
Holy fuck!
Is it good or bad?
So good.
Might have to dip in one of those.
Oh eventually. Man.
Like, reminds me of fucking Soccer Saturdays when you're 6 years old and, you know, that was the only soda you got for the week.
It was always either orange, grape, or strawberry.
Yeah, it was always the fruit sodas in those, like, large kids settings.
Yeah.
Very strange.
I think you heard it a certain way. That did not happen. I simply go, oh, what's that? And it's like, ah, it's the fucking thing, man! Just starts yelling. You're like, yo, I don't even have to...
I think what it is there's been internal
debate.
How
do I find out the answer to this question?
There's been internal frustration and debate and anguish up here.
Right.
That's just him. And so we come in and it feels like we're just adding to it, even though we just got here.
Yeah.
Totally.
I got a 9-foot pile of shit and you guys just putting it right over the top there.
Here's the deal.
Actually, I would pay money to put your guys' names on like a fucking ad and just run an ad. Like, I have people.
You know what? Let's not dig up the past. You know, I just came up and say, I'm sorry for the past. And, like, getting even is clearly, you know, I mean, we're in our 40s. What are we doing here? Like, getting even? That's ridiculous. Come on now. Put all that to bed. Let's just leave me alone. I'm sorry. And back to the movie.
Yeah. You remember how he always talked in Strong Bad's voice?
Yes.
Strong Bad email.
He would just talk like Strong Bad all the time.
Yeah, he didn't do it. He didn't sound perfect or anything. It was his version of it, but it was great. Yeah, it's fun.
Did you bring out the home stall?
The email.
Strong Bad email.
Check the email.
But no, yeah. So I remember.
And first, draw a more perfect S.
I do.
Drug door. I think I made my daughter.
Burninate in the countryside. Burninate in the village.
And the thatch roof cottages.
Oh fuck!
The thatch roof cottages. That shit was so cool.
Hello, class. My name is Homestall 10. I will be your teacher today, since Strong Bad is out. Do you remember that? That's the make a wet computer out of Strong Bad's
computer. Oh, yeah, he kind of say something like that, didn't he?
At the very beginning, he's like, like the dude that wrote it's like Brian or something. It's like, well, Duome.
Yeah. From FL. FL. From Fish Lake?
Fish, yeah. Oh, that's it. From Fish Lake.
Hello, class. Strong Bad could not be here today, so I will be filling in. My name is Homestall. I will instruct you on how to make a wet computer out of Strong Bad's computer. First, you need a 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew. Then get Strong Bad's computer. Apply liberally. Oops, we're out of time.
That's just my egg timer.
Class dismissed. Except for you, Jerome. Dang, this thing's like the never-ending soda. Never-ending soda.
So, wait, you've mentioned a Bubba before. Who's that?
That's my kid.
Wait, is that Gavin?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's the same guy?
Hey!
Oh. I always thought Bubba was pound me in the federal, pound me in the ass federal prison, Bubba.
I thought you said Bambi.
Oh, I thought you said that. You mean that wimpy deer? You guys realize, like, there's like another 5 minutes of the vacation, like, stuff that I left out of the OOC. I'm saving that. I'm going to sprinkle that shit in.
We're going to make like a vacation like special or something at some point with just, all the fucking times we
Well, spent. Now that I have all everything back.
You can hear it's like the upholstering in a kid's
toy. You have to wait for it to
rolling out his long note song. Think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before.
Brutal fight. Brutal fight, tearing up Red's house before Dale and Saul tie Red to a chair.
We've already read that.
I know. I was just letting you know where you were.
I know where I'm at.
Cut out most of that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I like it.
And there was a strain called cheese.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I knew the cheese. So like, I was trying to, like, cheese kush was just like, I was like, cheese, like, I was trying to get there.
Most of the time, it just has a pungent odor that you grow to love.
Oh, no, I was just trying to get your name. I was trying to get the name, trying to guess the name because I knew cheese was going to be in there. Anyway.
Sorry about the long description, but, you know.
I can.
JD's evening.
You are kind of long-winded usually anyway.
We have the power of editing.
Good.
So.
Good. I give you plenty to work with. You whittle it down.
Yeah. But one of my favorite outtakes is whenever.
Oh, Zach Wilde.
Don't give it up.
Okay. All right.
Don't give it up.
There's one of my most favorite outtakes of any movie.
During the credits?
Yeah, mine too.
Let's not talk about it yet.
Okay, well, okay.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's in the spirit of the film. What is it? There's a fucking...
It feels South Park-y.
You remember the film? Bum, bum. It was Diet, I think. Blah, blah, blah. It was Brandon. It's a CKY thing or one of those.
Yes, maybe.
For the good of the film. Bump,
I remember that, but I don't remember where.
I don't remember this one. Anyway.
Anyway.
I'd rather be pissed off or shit on.
I think I'd rather be pissed on.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm sure that
Give
can
me
be
that
arranged.
Warm stream.
Type of chick that shit in your bed probably piss on you.
Probably. Yep.
If I could get her just to not shit and just piss, we'd be aces.
If I had $1 million, type of chick that would do double up on me.
Double up on a guy like me.
Feel like $1 million could pull something like that off.
Shit.
Sorry.
Type of chick to double up with a guy like me.
Yeah, there it is.
She made that.